All right, hi everybody. This is episode, I don't remember.
Some number.
John's with me. This is going to be the best podcast ever. Oh my God, is this like, my bitch ass thought that was frost. Bitch, it's summer solstice.
Dang,
it's not fucking frost. Holy fuck.
We got sunburned today.
I'm sunburned as fuck. I'm delusional.
We need some aloe vera.
There's a possible.
Very bad.
No, fuck aloe. Dries out your skin.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, we'll get some controversial topics tonight.
So, we're at Jack and Adam's new house, and let me just tell you.
Very beautiful.
This
Thank
place,
you, Jack and Adam,
yes,
for hosting.
Yes, yes, yes. This apartment complex, number one, I got lost. Jack fucking gave me a drop pin. He dropped a pin, and I fucking drove to it, and it brought me to a trailer park. So that was not right. And then it took me about 20 minutes to try and find where we were going. And John was directing me. And I just kept getting lost. And, like, it was so scary. I didn't know where I was. But I made it. And this place is awesome. It looks like Cape Cod. But I feel like I'm talking like Sabrina right now. Talking like Sabrina?
Shout out to Sabrina.
I know you're not watching this. But if you ever do, we miss you so much. And I talked about you like 6 times today.
Watching this podcast.
I love Sabrina.
We love Sabrina.
I love Sabrina so much. I miss her so much.
Okay, we love all our friends.
We love everyone.
We are loving people.
We love everyone.
And no, it's true. Even
it's so true.
We have.
I'm holding
to,
so much shit.
No, okay. I'm right here. Let me.
Yeah, can things. You hold that? Okay. Let me just hold my pillow. Hee hee. What time is it? It's 1:26 a.m. This is the latest podcast I've recorded. Technically, you could say the earliest too.
That's
Lana's
very
birthday
true.
Is over. I'm sad.
Happy
Multiple
birthday.
Multiple people in birthday. There was like. Oh, like, is that, like, they saw my screen, and they're like, oh, is that Lana? And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah. What the fuck? I don't know that kid's name. I think his name's Colin.
Yeah.
He keeps coming up to me. What's my shirt say?
Cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke. He just keeps calling me Cherry Coke, and it's so because he doesn't know who I am. And he's like, yo, Cherry Coke, yes. And I'm like, bitch. And he saw my thing, and he was like, yo, ride? And I was like, yeah, that's her
yes.
song.
Yes.
That's it's her song.
Yes.
Oh my God, did you see that light?
Did it
flicker? Was that there? Bitch.
The FBI. They're all up
That's
in
fine.
Phone.
They can know where I am. I'm not doing anything bad.
It's true.
Like, I don't. Like, people that fucking care. Like, people that care. That are like, oh my God, the fucking, like, NSA is reading my text. Like, what could you possibly be saying? Like, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They don't care about your, like, whatever you're saying. Like, you're sexing someone is weird. Like, they don't give a fuck. They don't care about, oh, hey, what's up? They don't care about you that either.
Yeah.
They literally screen keywords that's like terrorist,
yeah.
bombing. And like, if you're not, you know, like doing that, mm-hmm. then you shouldn't give a fuck.
Exactly. Because again, like if you don't have anything to hide, then you shouldn't
right.
have a problem with it.
And you shouldn't care. Place. Like, it's just they're just trying to keep us safe. So I literally don't care at all. Yeah. Like, they might just read my text and be like, this girl, all she does is make fun of herself. And I'll be like, yeah, that's fine. You know, like,
and
what else do I say? Oh, you want to eat? You want to get food? This girl doesn't make her own food.
Oh my God!
Like, ever.
Yeah, we just spend all our money on Chili's.
I have Panera chips in my bag.
Oh God.
I know. And I brought trail mix, but it's in my car. Just one little bag. Do you want it? There's M&Ms in it.
No, it's okay.
Are you sure? There's
yeah,
also raisins
no,
in
I'm
it.
No, I'm like, I've already put so many things in my body today.
Me. Look at the stars. They're so pretty.
Oh yeah, there's not too many.
No, I haven't like looked at the stars like this in so long. I remember when I was pretty little. No, I wasn't that little. I think I was in middle school, and Kelly and I, we would like go to my dad's house all the
mm-hmm.
time. And I remember my stepbrother had like a graduation party or something. So he was graduating high school when I was still in middle school. And like, we would go out. I remember we'd just go outside at like 3 a.m. because we were like fucking seventh graders.
Oh my
like,
God.
Yeah, there's no fucking
Staying
sleep.
Staying up all
yes.
night.
So we would go outside on the fucking deck and just like look at the stars and be like, oh wow, this is so cool. And like, I don't do that anymore because like, no one wants to do anything fun, you know?
My dad told me one time that instead of shooting stars, sometimes there are you know, like say the space shuttle, they fill up their like poop compartment.
Where are you going with this?
And they have to let it go. So they just send it out into space.
You think that shooting stars are shit?
That's what my father told me.
Oh,
at one point.
My God. I mean, it could be. I remember I had a book. It was like a really dark, depressing book about like cancer or something, like really fucked.
That sounds very,
it was really dark.
Upsetting.
Like a children's book, but it was about shooting stars, and I remember that. I don't know why. But I also have only seen, I went, so.
What if we saw a shooting star right
Very
now?
Recently, I went with like a couple people, and Haley was there, and we went to go look at the stars because like there was a meteor shower or something. Oh. And I literally missed all of them. Like, because, like, your eyes adjust if you're looking into the sky, but I would go on my phone, and then I wouldn't be able to, like, see.
Yeah.
And I missed all of them because I'm trash. Hi, my name is Lauren Siegel, and I'm trash.
Sometimes.
I want to see the Cancer constellation because we're moving into Cancer. That's fun, you know? Cancer season's usually good. I mean, everyone's probably going to be an emotional little bitch, but that's fine.
We all are emotional, and we have to express ourselves more accurately.
I actually, like, don't have Cancer placements, though. My 12th house is in Cancer. That's it. Nothing else. I have no other Cancer placements. But I love Cancer so much.
Well, being, you know, emotionally open, especially to a certain degree, is important in so many relationships. And I think people forget about that when...
A lot of people, like, don't know how to do it.
They obsess about other things outside of the relationship. And, like, again, like, we work together, but we're also best friends. And we do so many other things together. So, you know, like, there's no boundary to the relationships that you have with the people that you interact with. It's just that you have to build them in a healthy and respectable way.
Your rising Aquarius just came out and snatched my wig.
Just like
my
way
weave,
off.
My weave is
off.
Like fucking on fire. My weave is in another continent.
Oh my God.
All right.
It disappeared.
Why am I the way I am?
Because we're all the way we are.
I know, but like, why am I like this? I can't believe like those aren't done. The house is up there.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
They're not done. There's no one living in them. They're vacant. They're fucking vacant.
We could move in. Start a YouTube channel.
Oh my God. I don't have enough money to live there. Rent's like $2,000.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, but divided
I can't even get those hours at work, so. I'm mad about it. Yeah. Did you have fun today? I'm sunburnt.
I had so much fun today. Thank you for inviting me over, and I hope you enjoyed your hash browns.
Oh, yeah, I did. I forgot about those, because my bagel... Okay, I went to Dunkin' today, and, like, everyone that watches this has definitely heard me bitch about fucking Dunkin'. And today I went and, like, I got an iced caramel macchiato with almond milk, and there was no fucking caramel in it. So I was like, okay, whatever, I'll drink it. It was fine. Drank it. Had a good time. And then I was eating my bagel, and it was just, I was driving, and I was, like, looking at it. Because, like, I don't know, you should look at what you're eating. Like, you shouldn't just put, you know, you should look at it. And the cream cheese was, like, fucking weird looking. It was weird looking. It was, like, borderline cottage cheesy. So I threw it out. And then, like, when John came over later, we, like, took the bagel out of the trash. And we compared bagels. And his looked normal. Mine didn't. So I guess it's good that I didn't finish it.
It was extra whipped.
It was, like, really kind of weird.
It was too gone.
It was hashtag gone. Hashtag gone.
The poor bagel was not meant to come and go. It was gone.
Yeah, that bagel. But, like, it was sad, though, because the actual
you
bagel
paid for it.
I always pay for everything at Dunkin', and it always fucking is horrible. Like, when have you ever gone to Dunkin' and you were like, yeah, this is great? Like, I'm sorry, Dunkin'.
Like, once or twice.
No, never. It's never, oh, this is great. It's like, this is, I could drink this, you know? It's like, okay, this is okay. It's never like, this is great. And even at Starbucks sometimes, like, most of the time I get my drink, I'm like, okay, this is tolerable. But it's not like, this is the fucking best thing I've ever fucking
Cheshire
had.
Cheshire Coffee.
Cheshire Coffee knows how to fucking...
Make a coffee. Brew a coffee.
Yeah. For real. I thought I heard a person walking, and I was like...
It's not okay.
That's not okay. Or, like, an animal. But what if it... Oh, fuck. What if it was a cat? Am I still recording? Oh, yeah, she is. I posted on Instagram, like, really late, and I feel like people might not understand the humor, but it's okay. Let's see how many likes I have. Fucking 13. Is that the math? 13.
That's more I'm people committing. Than I know.
Shut up. No, it's not. No, it's not.
It is very late.
I know. It's in like 1:30. Oh my god, where do you want to get breakfast? Oh my god, I already want pancakes. I want pancakes and an omelet and hash browns and Ooh, that's so far away.
Oh, true.
I mean, we can. I don't care. I have to go back to Cheshire anyway.
No, but I have to go to Middletown, right?
So like, yeah.
So. But okay. How do we feel about IHOP?
Okay, number one. Okay, burgers.
Love burgers.
Stupid. But for, like, any PR is good PR. So, like, yeah, people are talking about them, but I don't know if it's really making people want to go there. And that's where it's like, yeah, people are talking about them and it's in the media, but are people actually, are they going to get return for it? I don't know. I mean, it didn't cost them a lot of money. All they did was flip the fucking pea, you know? So it's not like it costed them a ton of money, but it's like...
Did they change the sign on all the stores?
Apparently they did. Like, they switched the fucking pea to a B, which, like, that doesn't... I mean, that costs some money to get someone to go up there and do it, but it doesn't cost nearly as much money as, like, Dunkin' is apparently changing their name to just Dunkin' instead of Dunkin' Donuts. Like, that's a waste of money.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Like, why are you doing that? But... IHOP, like, I'm never, like, oh, I want a burger. Let's go to the International House of Pancakes for a burger. Like, no.
Yeah, no.
Like, no. I will go to Chili's before I go to IHOP. Well, I'd go to Chili's for a lot of things over places. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
or a McDonald's. Place, or, like, somewhere that I know personally that makes a good burger.
A good burger, like the Vic House. Like, their burgers are good.
Because, again, they're not going to offer something that another burger place doesn't already offer.
No, and, like... I'm sorry, IHOP's breakfast food isn't even that good.
And that is true.
Like, that's tea. Like, the tea is fucking scalding my mouth right now. Like,
however, what I did enjoy most was their creative pancakes.
That's true. And they have, like, faces and shit. Hi, we're doing a podcast. Do you want to join? Oh, my God. Haley is fucking here for the fucking episode, I think, 5, 6. Yes, Haley, do you have anything to add? We're talking about IHOP. You okay?
My contact's falling out.
Oh, no. I thought you were, like, crying, and I was like, no. Pisces moon.
Pisces moon.
This is on podcast, just so you know.
Oh, fun.
So, hi, just I'm don't Haley. Say don't say anything that you don't want said. What do you think about the International House of Burgers?
It's so stupid.
Isn't it stupid?
It's so stupid. Like, because, like, you could still be IHOP.
Yeah, and you can just promote your burgers. But it's also, like, yes, it was PR, and it's bringing them, like, you know, the name is in the media and whatever the fuck, but, like... People aren't going there. It's not like, oh, I want to go. It's like, oh, that's dumb. Yes, bad PR is good PR, but it's not bringing them any money.
Does anyone really want...
No one goes there anyway. Their fucking pancakes suck.
They're good.
I'd rather go to Paul's.
They're good, but...
You know where I'd rather go?
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with their pancakes. They're good.
Hi, Jack. I'm doing a podcast. You want to join?
He's tired.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're tired. Tired Virgo.
They're
sad
good.
Virgo.
Okay, so the thing is that they're good.
Yeah.
Except I like thicker pancakes.
I agree. So I'd rather eat one thick pancake than three skinny pancakes.
Five,
you know?
Is a full stack,
actually.
Holy
shit. What do you... Okay, Jack, ready? What do you think about International House of Burgers?
It's a mistake. It's a really bad marketing decision.
Me.
You can't even turn the P that you have on the building upside down because that means that you'd have to invert it and the other side is all mechanical stuff. So that doesn't make any fucking sense. Now you just have to spend more money on the B now.
Can't be just
exactly, because then it's a not letter.
Unless they're IHOD. If they're IHOD.
Yeah. That's true.
International
House. But wait. This is the question. Has anyone actually seen an IHOB sign?
No.
Because I haven't.
No, not me personally.
Caught him. It's
Jack
a
just got anxious. Jack just got mad at me.
I got nervous for your car.
It's just, I mean, it's fine.
I thought it was just a promotion thing. I thought it wasn't really
no,
real.
No, it's like yeah. Actual marketing, like a true PR. I mean, like, good, I've said this like 4 times in this podcast. But, like, bad PR is good PR. But, like, people aren't
all
going.
PR is PR.
But, like, you know what I'm saying? It's even if it's, yeah. Like, negative, it's still bringing attention to their name. But people aren't going there and spending their money on burgers. Like, no one's doing that.
No one's going there at night.
Yeah, they're just promoting their burgers.
I don't think I've ever been
should
to
not have
IHOP
their name.
Their name. Because
no.
that was what, like, stapled
them. How long
has
IHOP been IHOP?
Probably for 100 years. I don't know.
And it wasn't always
Do they have a new owner?
No. I don't think
because,
so.
Because, like, he's making mistakes.
They didn't, like, trade. It's not like they trademarked, like, International House of Burgers. It's just, like, a marketing ploy. But they said that they were changing all their signs. So, like, did they change all their signs? Like,
no, because the one in Wallingford is still the same.
Well, that one sucks. All the ones in Connecticut literally suck. Except for the one in Manchester. That one was pretty good. The guy was doing the balloons.
The balloons and stuff.
And then Jack was like, sucks.
Welcome to the jungle.
Welcome to the jungle. I remember that.
That one still kind of sucks.
Well, they all suck.
Yeah. You know? I don't think they're ever good anywhere, honestly.
We waited one time for 25 minutes for water.
Yeah.
Was that the Wallingford one?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Waterbury one's trash.
We tipped the busser.
We love.
The server.
You did that other time when we went to that other place.
I do that a lot because I don't, I'm not there for servers that don't do the 2-5-10, you know?
Yeah, you gotta say hi to the people within.
Like, at least say hi to me.
Yeah, just be like, I'll be right with you.
Then
you
you'd get your tip.
Hey. I'll be right with you.
And even if it's 10 minutes later. All I ask is that you acknowledge that I'm your table. That's it. Yeah. Just acknowledge it. I really don't care otherwise.
Mrs. Shoop would murder me if I didn't do that.
Exactly.
So, like, you should do that, too.
Yeah, Georgina would have your ass.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Your ass, like Mr. Krabs, like, cut. And then, like, on the wall. You know?
Like in the episode where his pants just rip out.
What's everyone doing inside?
They're just talking about...
Oh, really? Stupid Everyone's shit. Going to bed? I'm, like, still drinking this.
Stupid shit. I'm really not that tired.
Me neither.
I'm
shook
because I just, like,
could
probably
run
ran 3 miles.
Bitch, you want to go? Me and Kendra went on the paddleboard together and my
I'll
legs are sore.
I'll put my sneakers on. You'll be like, Haley, I'm just kidding. I really don't want to run a mile.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I have my slides.
I would not feel good
I'm
going
to go to bed.
A mile.
So,
oh. Later, wait. Yeah. Say goodbye to the podcast.
Thanks, Lauren, for having me. It's a pleasure being on here for the first time. Hope I get to make another feature.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Jack.
I'm also going to go to bed because I have to wake up mad early in the morning.
I have a question. Who is sleeping in the guest room right now on the cot?
Stork.
Who the fuck is that? He's the one with the hair.
Can we, like, carry him into another
No, he's
dimension?
Fine.
No, he's
Can
fine.
Can I sleep on that air mattress?
Yes.
I actually want to make sure that kid's, like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm going to make sure.
Sleep on that
I think
air
he's
mattress.
Okay.
He was just really
Is it blown up?
That's probably why I thought he was weird. Because he was super drunk.
Yeah, but
is that
not okay to have that here.
A super drunk kid. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, everyone else is pretty much fine tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Good night. I'll see you. Oh, will I see you guys in the morning?
I'm going to be up super early.
All right, Jack, if I don't see you, thank you so much. Your house is beautiful.
Thank you, Jack.
Oh, yeah. Sorry that I didn't give you my Christmas gift for 8 months.
I love you
too. I'll see you tomorrow. We're going to do something because concert.
You guys come in. Make sure you lock this door tomorrow.
We will.
Of course. I don't want to die. Heard.
Sounds like fun.
All right. It's 17:48 on here.
That should be that's like something on a t-shirt.
17:48.
No, sounds like fun.
Sounds like fun. Wait, did you watch Shane's video where it was like the Ulta video and like the guy
wants would to go, be
it
like...
was like what's tea? Shit. Over it. Shit.
What's Over tea, it. Sis?
What's tea, sis? Shit.
Oh.
Over it.
See, personally,
that was my icon.
I like that is definitely a sellable product because you know people like,
say sis, people say shishar.
They're all
shishar
over
snatched.
That right now. And
because of James Charles.
Know, personally, I don't know if that is my like individual style, but there are plenty of people who would love to wear such products. I'm all good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, like I would wear that, bitch. I wore. Today, a Dodd Middle School shirt, DC, that I cut. I would wear that.
Word.
I would just cut it. I have Shane Dawson's tees.
Yes.
And I want to cut them, but I feel bad.
Shout out to Shane Dawson.
Oh, my God.
If I ever meet you,
I love him.
I just want to give you a hug and, like...
I truly believe, like, I've said this multiple times, I truly believe that I belong with them.
Like, in that
like,
group?
I truly think, uh-huh. like, that is my calling. Like, they need to adopt
like,
me.
Like, Garrett and Jeffree Star, did you like, see their video?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I live for that look.
Yes. Well, he, like, I didn't like the lip look.
No, I mean...
I could have
like,
lived.
Obviously...
I know what he was going for,
yes,
but
yes.
it didn't work with liquid lip. Like, if he had used, like, a regular lipstick, it would have worked. Definitely
I mean,
worked.
I mean, either way, like, again, like, Garrett is not a professional makeup
no,
artist.
No, but, like, the
what
artwork
he was doing,
that he did above the eyebrows
yeah.
was literally everything. Mm-hmm. Literally everything.
Like
again, lived.
Like, had the entire astronomy, like, set up all up on the floor.
I know. I was, like, low-key. Like, is this about astrology? Okay. They were, like, teach me about astrology. And then one of them, the kid who kept calling me Cherry Coke, I still don't know his name. I think it's Colin.
Yes, it's Colin.
Started recording me talking about it. Like, I didn't care. I live for that shit. Rising Leo.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And it was so funny. I was just like, yeah, like, go fucking, like, Google your fucking birth chart, bitches. Like,
yeah.
You learn so much. And he was like, yeah, go look up your birth chart. And I was like, who are you, bro?
Yes. Like, who, like, hype me up.
Hashtag, who is he?
Hashtag, he was wearing, like, a fishing t-shirt. Right?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I think so.
We were outside here. He was outside. And I was, you know, speaking.
This is no tea, by the way.
No tea.
If this boy ever listens to this is no tea. You were very nice.
He was heavily under the influence, and I was perfectly okay with that. However,
I was totally fine with that.
You know, we were talking about, you know, just our, you know, work.
I can't wait to brush my teeth. Holy fuck.
Holy fuck. And
I'm sorry I cut you off.
No, it's okay.
I do that.
It's really not that interesting of a story.
You keep going.
Either way, I was just speaking with him about, you know, my goals, my aspirations, and I think he truly respected some of the things I had to say.
Yeah, he definitely, like, cares about what other people
which is
were saying.
A very,
yeah, I fucking hate people quality. That are just like, just fucking listen to me talk.
And
like,
I spoke with him about you. I said,
what the fuck?
I was like, oh, you know the girl in the Cherry Coke.
Oh my god, what the fuck? Okay, this is now the only, I'm now known as Cherry Coke because Lana, like, no, she sings about, like, Diet Coke. It's fine, that's what I get.
Cherry Coke, girl, because you're a little sweeter.
Oh my god, bitch, that was so nice.
Girl,
that was so nice. We love Johnny B. Oh. He's so cute. We love John. Hi, love John.
Oh, love Lauren.
Oh, wow. We're
such good friends.
Yeah, we're like the fucking bestest friends. We're the bestest friends that
in the whole world
and that you could ever want. Mm-hmm. That's the
we
song.
We like to hang out all the time and shop and go
and shopping
eat food.
And oh my god. Okay, wait. This is tea. So when John was still here, like before he went to UConn, I literally spent so much money and we would go to Chili's once a week and I actually got fat. Like I got fucking fat. And then John went away to school and I stopped spending so much money.
That was a very true excerpt from Lauren.
Excerpt. Good night. It's time to go.
It is very late.
I know. I'm not tired.
I,
like, honestly, I think it's because every night I take Benadryl. I take it every night. And last night I took two. I love Benadryl.
Double dose.
I literally am going to overdose on Benadryl. Bad I'm just kidding. I take it in place of my allergy medicine because it makes me go to sleep. And I like it.
Bed and Benny's.
Benny buys. No, like, it's so, like, you... Well, the one thing that I don't like about Benadryl is that if you try and stay up past it, it will make your body feel like it's asleep, but you're, like, obviously not, so you feel kind of paralyzed. I don't like that. But if I just take one, it will, like, naturally kind of make me go, like, I'll do, like, the head bob, which, like, that won't happen to me otherwise. Like, maybe if I'm super, super tired. Like, I had a full day, which today I had a full day. Like, I was up early.
Do you usually fall asleep while you're, like,
doing something?
Yes.
Actually, not lately. I used to have to, like, watch a video to fall asleep.
Mm.
Like, it would just watch, like, some dumb makeup video and be like, but now, if I'm tired enough, I'll just put my phone down.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I can't fall. If I'm, like, scroll... I mean, it depends on how tired I am, but if I'm, like, scrolling through stuff, it will keep me awake.
Yeah.
But I haven't been sleeping well the last few nights. I don't know why. I think it's, like, this whole past week has been super stressful for me. Mm-hmm. Because I had, like, the boating class, then I had the surf save class, and then I just worked, and then I did an event, and then Sunday was Father's Day, and then I worked, and then I worked an event, and then I did Tuesday, Wednesday, and now we're here. And I haven't had a day off, and, like... Even when I worked during school and it was like, oh, I was working full time, I still had like, I didn't have class until 12. I didn't have class till 11. So I could still sleep in pretty late, but like getting up at 7 is like high key ruining my life. But I got up today at 8:30 and I was fine because that's still later than 7.
Yeah. And I do think that when you are creating your own schedule in some ways, it's difficult to balance. Like, okay, every moment of, like, sleep you need and every other, like, opportunity you need to take to make money and interact with the people that you know and, like, all these other things. So, and again, I mean, I personally, I mean, I take sleeping medication, so...
Oh my god, that would be sick.
I mean, I'm prescribed to it, and, like, it is a sedative, and it, like, just helps me relax and calm my mind, but in most ways, I usually just try to separate myself from everything.
I think it's, like, I'm, well, not as much now, because I'm not during school year, I'm physically working while also mm-hmm. using my brain, and now I'm just, like, sitting at a desk,
mm-hmm.
which I hate it. I don't hate the work I'm doing. I don't. Mm-hmm. I hate sitting at a desk.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like I'm not doing anything, but, like, when I work during the school year, I'm, like, so, like, I remember there was a week where I worked, like, 7 days in a row, and I was, like, just going, and then I had one day off, and I was, like, I don't know what to do. What do I do on my one day off? I don't know how to relax anymore. I don't know what I'm doing. So I literally would be like, oh, should I just pick up work? Like, that's so unhealthy.
Like how do you feel?
How
like
do
that?
I relax?
Yeah.
And, like, I'm better about it now. But when I do go into those, like, periods where it's just, like, work. Oh, you have a day off? You don't know what to do with yourself. Because, like, work consumes me. And that's because all my planets are in the sixth house. And it's also ruled by Capricorn. Every single thing I read about my chart is just like, oh my god, your everyday is just like chaotic and a mess. And it's like, you're a person that just like has shit luck. You're a person whose entire family tree is just fucked. And I'm like, wait.
You're like, wait.
That's tea, sis. What's tea? What's tea, sis? Shit. Over it.
I was over it a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, it's just like...
One bottle of this is 190 calories.
Fuck.
Same? Wait, I didn't eat that much today. We had Panera. That Panera was bomb.
I ate like all that cheese.
Which from the pizza? I only had like one slice, I think, but I'm like low key hungry. But it's fine because we're gonna get up and we're gonna. Can we like low key just leave early?
Yeah.
Because I don't have to bring home anyone, so let's just like it's like literally like you know when you wake up and you go back to sleep. No, when you wake up, we're leaving.
Yeah.
When you wake up, we're just leaving and we're going to get like get up.
Yeah. And coffee.
Coffee. Coffee. Yes. Oh my god, I want a fucking. I don't even care. I like diner coffee. Love diner coffee.
Mm. Or, like, I could even fuck with a hot chocolate.
Right now? Because it's cold out.
No, like, in the morning. Maybe, I don't know, something warm to wake me up. We'll see.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I wouldn't really trust a diner to make me a nice iced coffee.
No, it would be watered down. Well, you know what's, like, tea? Is my favorite iced coffee is actually from, like, work. Like, at UNH work.
Really?
Like, pure, they're, like... We have a Jasmine's. Like, remember Jasmine's at Elam? We have a Jasmine's. And, like, their iced coffee is so good. Like, I drink it black.
Really?
And, like, I mean, I don't like a lot of sugar and I don't like a lot of milk, but I usually can't drink... I can't drink Starbucks black and, like, Dunkin' black is just, like... That's not even coffee. That's, like, Dunkin' is, like, borderline instant coffee. Like, no tea high. I went to Dunkin' tonight. Like, no tea. But, like, for real, it's not good coffee. And that's facts.
It's just cheaper than... The other mainstream.
It's cheaper and there's more here.
Yeah.
But their espresso isn't bad. I will get their espresso. But. Oh my god, sorry. I'm hungry now.
You're hungry now.
Yeah. That's me.
Oh, it's like.
Not anyone else. That was my foot. I'm surprised I'm outside right now, like in the dark, like not scared.
I hope that you feel more comfortable as time passes and as you spend time with other people who...
Like, I would probably feel less comfortable in my own home outside in my driveway than here right now. I don't know why. I feel very comfortable here.
Because there's, like, how would you even get up here unless you, like, drove all the way up? Like, I think they have a fairly good security setup just in terms of how difficult it is to... Like,
yeah, I don't know. Like,
get through all
I don't
these
think
condos.
I would sit in my driveway right now. Well, with someone, maybe.
You don't know who would, like, drive down your street. And this isn't really a street. This is more of, like, a condo.
Do you want to stay over on Saturday?
Please. Yeah, sure.
Yay. Yay. So I'm not alone.
Okay, we could play like Mario Party. Make a video.
Oh, playing Mario Party 6. 6 is my favorite. Well, okay, T. My brother loves Mario Party 4. So whenever we would used to play, he'd be like, we have to play Mario Party 4, which is the one that has like the lotto.
Oh, okay.
Where you like do the spin. I know too much about Mario Party. And then Mario Party 6.
Don't know enough, I guess.
Mario Party 6 is the one that has the sun and the moon.
Okay.
In it. And it has like the mic games. And that was always my favorite. And Brian would never want to play it. And I was like, and because there was this one mic game that we would play, and I couldn't pronounce variety, I'd always say vaviety, and he would be like, you're fucking stupid. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, you're right. He'd be like, okay. Oh, I also couldn't pronounce remember. He'd be like, I can learn it. Say re. Say mem. Burr. And I'd be like, remember. And he was like, you fucking idiot. And then I would also say patakiller and buckafly.
Buckafly.
Hi, my name's Lauren. I'm dumb. It's fine. I've since grown.
Speaking is...
hard.
It is... very difficult.
Yeah. Why is my car so dirty? Is my pillow dirty? I'll just wash it. I still didn't clean my fucking comforter since Lucy puked on it. Oh, I love Lucy. Her. What do you think she's doing?
Hopefully
do you think she's sleeping in my bed?
Hopefully sleeping.
I love her so much.
She's so beautiful.
She's so perfect. She's so sweet. Like,
she deserves all the
like,
love.
I just love her so much because, like, I don't know. She's not annoying. Actually, that's not true. She can definitely be annoying. Like, she wakes me up at 6 a.m. and she just, like, jumps on my bed. She goes, brr, and then I'll be like, okay, I'll pet you. And then she runs away. Like, that's annoying. But not, like, Rusty annoying. Like, Rusty yes. today? Ugh.
With the shoes.
Oh, my God. If he fucking... I would have... I don't even know. Like, if he ripped that girl's shoe. But also, like, she didn't seem to really care.
Yeah, no. She didn't even get up out of
she
her
She didn't
chair.
Care. But I was like, I probably would have... I would have given her money out of my pocket.
You should not have.
But I would have. You know I would have.
You should have told your parents.
They... No, but you know I would have just paid her. Like, you know I would have.
Like yes. But it just in an unjustified...
Like... I don't know. What are they going to do tomorrow when I'm not there?
Well, hopefully they
take watch
care of
him
and don't let him go in the water.
I mean, he's fine in the water if you were just, like, watching him. Like, he was fine. Like, I mean, he started to go into the other side, but as soon as we called him over, we had, like, the buoy so he would, like, you yeah. know? So, I don't know. Rusty's a good dog. He means very well. He just gets very anxious when, like, my dad or Linda aren't there, you know?
And he doesn't know what his boundaries are. I mean, he's
Rusty,
a dog.
I mean, he's little. He's only 4. I mean, that's actually kind of old.
And just imagine living there at that lake house and being like, oh, I'm allowed to go in the water, but I'm only allowed to go some places.
But,
and,
like, also they, like, let him go wherever he wants sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's not, yeah, yeah.
So he doesn't know.
But,
that,
like, when he was on the other, like, when he was on the neighbors, like, he was doing the thing where he, like, runs in circles. You know, when he runs in circles and you're, like,
he's
Rusty,
nervous.
Like, yeah, I don't know if it's because he's nervous or he's playing, but, like, they were home. Like, I could see in their windows that mm-hmm. there was a TV, and I was just, like, walking around their fucking backyard in a bathing suit chasing this big-ass dog who had pooped in their fucking yard. And I'm like, fucking, Rusty, get your fucking ass over here. Like, what the fuck? And then, like, no one was really helping me.
I didn't even see what was going on.
No, well, Haley knew what was going on because Haley, like, I think I was in the bathroom, and I came out, and Haley was walking through the house, and, like, I didn't know where she was going when I came out. They're like, Lauren, Rusty's in the neighbor's yard. And I was like, okay, like, can you get him? Like,
yeah.
What the fuck? And then I went down there, and then, like, they were like, he pooped in the yard. And I'm like, okay, that's bad.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to be blamed.
That's
for
bad. Him. And, like, I picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. That was so stressful. Because I was like, what if he fucking runs away? Like, what if Rusty runs away?
That would just break everybody's heart.
I mean, he wouldn't go far because he has so much anxiety. Like, he needs to come home. But, like, could you imagine if, like, I was responsible for, oh, my God, I would die. Well, good thing that didn't happen.
Good thing.
I don't think he would go that far.
Me neither.
He would, like, not know what he was doing.
At the same time, if he did, like, get hurt or get
oh
lost.
Oh, my God.
Like, that would be that.
Oh, more. Rusty's so sweet, though.
He's a sweetheart.
Yeah. All right, we're at 34:12.
Ready to...
Yeah, I think we have to, like, promote it in
okay.
my stories.
For sure.
For sure. All right, goodbye, everybody. I hope that someone, at least just one person, listened this far. Have a wonderful night.
Enjoy the rest of your evening.
All right, bye.